This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Time for a special guest, Leo.
Love guests in studio.
We do.
And love local guests as well.
Yeah, these are homegrown boys. Electronic Aussie group from Melbourne, right here in Australia, making a name for themselves in the Aussie music industry. They've played a couple of festivals, they've taken the US market by storm, and now they're back with a brand new single called When It Feels So Good. Big Joy welcome to Gerard and Stephen from Strange Talk. Welcome to Joy, boys.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
How's everything going?
Where do we start?
2016.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we can't believe it's 2016.
Right.
Like, obviously, we've been through a big change over the last 18 months, I think.
Which involves a four-piece down to a two-piece.
A duo.
So just explain that quickly.
Basically, yeah, we were a four-piece, people would say, indie synth band. What people don't know is it's always kind of been, all the production and writing's always been me and Stephen. We actually started as just a production team, and we were never actually in a band or plan to be a band, and we wrote all the songs, and then we kind of just through different, you know, circumstances evolved into a four-piece, and we come from a dance background, so just kind of over turning into a band, we started writing more and more kind of live music and indie music, and after a while, and kind of as you progress as an artist, you kind of want change and you want something different, and we decided to kind of
figure out what you want, you
know, make that change back.
Because what I like is you kickstarted your career by posting music on your MySpace page, which is probably not heard of anymore.
No.
I think my iPod's old school.
Yeah. The old 80 gigger. And you obviously got lots of interest from managers, labels and publishers, and then released your self-titled EP in April 2011 featuring Climbing Walls and Eskimo Boy. What was it like starting out with those two big tracks for you?
It definitely propelled us. I guess it put us on the map. And back then, I mean, we're all 50-year-old men here. But you know what I mean? Like, I mean, a lot has happened in the social media world even in the last 5 years. So there wasn't as many channels back then. And it definitely helped with the whole MySpace thing to kind of really, I guess, as I said, put us on the map. And it started things off, kickstarted us. And thankfully, we got a little bit of, I guess, we were well received in the US. And
I was going to say, because you reached number one on the Billboard's Uncharted chart in September 2011.
Yeah.
What was it like for you breaking the US market and performing in front of all the Americans over there?
Different. It was exciting. Yeah. I mean,
reaction?
I mean, we've still got a long way to go.
Yeah, I don't think we'd broken it yet.
We haven't quite broken it. It definitely opened a few doors. And out of those things, we achieved a lot of great things, like signing a record deal over there, which is a huge feat for any artist coming out of Australia. It's such a small country, so far away from everything. And when you've got, you know, the probably the most competitive market in the world, you know, it is a tough thing. So we were very fortunate for that to happen, and now we're both at that stage where we really know what we want. We have a vision for this two-piece outfit, and it's we're kind of going back to our roots in a way, but at the same time we've progressed. So yeah, it's an exciting time for us.
The good thing about the States is it's so massive, and there's so many festivals happening all the time. Mm. So you guys hitting the festival circuit this year in the States?
Well, we're hoping to. Like, obviously, changing our sound, we've kind of progressed from what people knew us for to what people are now knowing us for. So it takes a little bit of time for things to kind of move over. But with the new music, we've got tons of new music. We've got like a new management team. We've got a whole new kind of US team together, which is amazing. And we're definitely aiming to hit as many festivals this year as we can. I think as we roll out more music, we're really going to solidify our new sound, especially in the electronic kind of dance world where, you know, we're aiming.
Because online's really important. You guys are on SoundCloud and Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. How's that change, I guess, the landscape for you since you first started?
Just means we're a lot more busy.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah,
it really is. It's hard to keep on top of it. But you know what? It's that extra thing in your life that as you become an artist, people want to know what you're up to. And not just when it comes to music, but just in your personal lives. And, you know, the world's voyeuristic now. It people want to know what you're up to. And
what you're eating,
yeah,
where you're going, how you're traveling.
Yeah, you know, when you last pick your nose.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And you got to be careful what you say and do.
Yeah, yeah, you have to be very what you post.
Exactly right. Our special guest tonight in the Joy Studios is Strange Talk. Now we're going to go back a bit
and
play one of their early tracks, Climbing Walls.
Love it.
Tell us about this track. back in the day?
This was actually a track that we kind of rushed out. We had the EP back then, which was our first EP, and we needed one more track to fill it up. And we thought, let's quickly just get in the studio. And we wrote a quick song
in a couple of days.
And that happened to be the track that kind of, you know, cemented things for us or put us on the path to bigger and better things. So, yeah. That's
an absolute doozy. Let's have a listen. This is Strange Talk, Climbing Walls on Joy 94.9. On Joy 94.9, Strange Talk and Climbing Walls here on Sound Museum on Joy 94.9. We've got the boys in studio with us from Strange Talk.
Now, guys, I have to say, reading your bio and things, your music has been featured on heaps of TV shows.
It has.
Yeah. 90210, Offspring, Made in Chelsea and The Shire.
Yeah, we've made
it. The Shire is pinnacle, though. You know?
Do you know what, though? But TV what
show? I want a plaque for that.
But TV syncs are so important these days.
They are.
Because they pay their bills, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely one handy thing. But it's also pick up a lot of new fans as well. Like, even me, I find a lot of new music through movies, and Shazam is just a brilliant thing. So,
and video games. We've had, like, stuff on Need for Speed, and we get people, like, on YouTube or Twitter going, I found you guys because I was playing Need for Speed and Shazammed your track.
Wow.
You know what I want to know? You ended up on a soft drink commercial in Poland. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And what happened there?
An orange soft drink that's become, that was actually Morning Sun. And we got, when it went out, we started getting massive amounts of Polish, like, ads, which is really cool.
So Leo, guys, shocked.
Do you guys see the money and stuff? How's that come through for the publishing and stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, without sounding too boring yet, but basically, yeah, you sign a publishing. I mean, there's a few different ways it might happen, but for us, yeah, we signed a publishing deal, and then you have a team that kind of pushes stuff to different
things. We get an advance. They recoup the advance through things like TV shows and things like that.
And a year supply of orange fizz.
As well.
Yeah.
As well.
We actually never got any. I still want to try it.
Yeah. Ship some over to you guys.
We did get a year's, speaking of a year's supply, we've got a storage unit back in LA.
Yeah.
And we have a year's supply worth of condoms.
No. I think it's a lifetime supply. We actually got, I was living in LA and we got an endorsement for a tour.
They'll probably expire by now, Steve.
Well, yeah.
Well, we got told we
dodgy condoms.
Yes. They were custom made in a little Strange Talk like silver like tin, and I was told that you're getting shipped out like a box of like promo condoms to give out on tour. So I'm like, okay, and this UPS guy rocks up with 15 boxes that are about a foot high, and I'm not joking. You couldn't even move around my apartment. Like, I rang the label. I'm like, I think there's a bit more than you expected. And I had to get them half, like most of them sent back because there wasn't anywhere to put them.
They came in this little metallic case and they were really hard to open.
There would have been at least 15,000 in total.
Like, there were so many.
Yeah.
Get really busy. Yeah.
Just pop one in each CD cover case. Yeah, buy our CD.
Madonna.
But you know what? When we gave them out, they would all go at shows. Like, when people see like free condoms, they would just take as many as they could handle.
It's our fans.
Yeah, there's something here as well.
Yeah, why not? Freebie. Now, you worked with Bertie Blackman as well. Who else would you like to collaborate with?
Wow. I mean, the list.
Like,
world's your oyster. If you had to pick one.
If we could have anyone.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll let you answer this one.
That's hard. I actually had to put a list together like a few weeks ago, and I've kind of gone blank. But off the top of my head,
international.
I mean, Daft Punk.
Daft Punk. I love to with Kevin Parker. I think we'd come up with something really, really cool. Justice, Daft Punk, Cassius, any of the French
Kanye
guys.
Kanye West. I mean, we're aiming pretty high.
Pharrell, you know.
What about local guys? Let's keep it real.
All right, let's keep it real. What are we talking
about? Keep it real.
I'll get out of the main.
I mean, there's a lot of cool things happening in Sydney at the moment. you know, you got the Rufus guys. They're from Sydney, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You've done a remix for Gerard James
as well. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, which was a huge...
We met him at the Aria. He was a really nice guy, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we were lucky to get that. That was through his label out of the US, was it?
Yeah, Interscope. Through Interscope, yeah. Through
and we were given the opportunity to do it, and we did it, and then we sent it to them, and they were like... I think he actually personally loved it, which was kind of cool.
So. A really good response from it.
Great song, great, too. Yeah.
Do you like doing remixes for other people?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of the big avenues that we're pushing at the moment. Yeah. Like, being an electronic act, it's a big part of what we do. So, you know...
It helps us get our sound out there quickly. It's like, when you write a song and release it, you're looking at anywhere from, like, a 2 to 3 month period for it to go out, get promoted. With remixes, you can get it done, it can be out in 3 or 4 weeks. So, it's a great avenue to kind of keep current and keep your sound out there.
I guess, finally, guys, we need to touch on what's happening this year in 2016. You've got an EP out called Evolution Online, which was released late last year.
Yep.
I guess what's coming up for Strange Talk?
Give us a taste. What's happening?
There's so much happening. It's crazy. I mean, it's an exciting time for us right now. Like, we've been living in the studio, working around the clock. We have a bunch of new music that we've just about finished.
Cool.
And I think we're aiming towards another EP.
EP,
yeah. For now.
EPs are great. I love EPs.
They are. Really, or you can have them as big or as small as you like as well. So it might even be closer to an album. We're not sure. We have a lot of material. We're just kind of, I guess, going through it all now and figuring out what we want to use and what we want to finish. But post that, we'll probably be doing a lot more touring somewhere. We haven't really discussed too much where we want to try and hit as many markets as possible. I guess for us, we're at the point where this year's our year. Like, there's a lot of finally the stars are really aligned for us.
Yeah.
So you know, we've got a great management team, a brand new management team in place, so it's fresh. We've got a new sound, we've got new music, so it's a cool time for us. We're really excited.
Heaps happening. And you can catch Strange Talk online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Strange Talk. The EP Evolution is available from iTunes right now. Thanks for coming in tonight, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Great having you.
It's great to be back.
See you. And we'll keep flogging your tracks on daytime.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd love that.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Please do.
We're going to play the latest single.
Yep, the new one.
Called When It Feels
It is
So
called
Good.
When It Feels So Good. This one feels so bloody good. Let's have a listen to it. Thanks, Strange Talk.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Cheers.
Strange Talk, When It Feels So Good. Great having the guys in studio.
How good did that feel?
Stephen and Gerard live in studio tonight from Strange Talk.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.